Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 22nd, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Anthropic launches code security. Trams turn to AI surveillance. Buttons poison AI memory. OpenAI plans smart speaker. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. Anthropic launched Claude Code Security, a context-aware scanner in the web version of Claude Code. It reads code like a human reviewer, verifies findings, filters false positives, and assigns severity scores. Results show in a dashboard, and nothing is patched without developer approval. The limited research preview is for enterprise and team customers. Open source maintainers can apply for free access. Using Claude Opus 4.6, the company found over 500 vulnerabilities in production open source projects. The announcement triggered a sell-off on the 20th of February 2026, pushing several cybersecurity stocks sharply lower. Analysts expect short-term headwinds, but possible long-term demand to secure AI. BSAG is rolling out AI Watch, a real-time system scanning tram cameras for aggression. Between 9 and 11 cameras monitor each carriage. More than 40 trams will receive the system, with full rollout by the end of 2026. When the algorithm flags threats, it alerts drivers and the BSAG control center. Staff decide whether to call police. Data is processed on board. Faces are pixelated when images are sent, but clothing and skin tone remain visible. Footage is kept non-anonymized for 72 hours. Cost is about 10,000 euros per tram, 80% federally funded. A pilot found 16 alerts with 4 confirmations, underscoring false alarms and privacy trade-offs.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickard.de. PICKERTDE. Microsoft researchers found that Summarize with AI buttons can hide instructions that get stored in AI assistants and steer future recommendations. Called AI recommendation poisoning, the method embeds a pre-filled prompt in an assistant URL that tells the model to remember or prefer a company. Within 60 days, the team found more than 50 prompts from 31 companies across 14 industries, targeting Copilot, ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, and Grok. Tools like Sitemet let sites add these buttons. Consequences include skewed procurement, harmful health or safety advice, and amplified unvetted content. Microsoft urges checking link targets and reviewing or deleting saved memories in Microsoft 365 Copilot. Platform protections are evolving. OpenAI's first device is reportedly a camera-equipped smart speaker priced at $200 to $300 that watches users and offers proactive assistance. More than 200 staff are working on hardware, including smart glasses and a smart lamp, but the speaker is expected first. Court filings indicate the product will not arrive before early 2027. A presentation last summer showed the speaker observing users by video, nudging them toward goals, and enabling purchases via facial recognition similar to Face ID. Apple, Meta, and Google are competing in this space. Design responsibilities split between LoveFrom and an internal team from I.O., causing tensions. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.